just a few laws regarding dreams. We learned today in the Gemara that if a person has a dream that's preoccupying him, that's a bad dream, or he has bad vibes, so the following morning, Maran writes, he should go through a ceremony called Hatavat Halom, which means he goes to three of his friends and he tells them certain words. For example, Halmata Bahazai, I saw a good dream, and they answer him back certain words, and he responds, and they go back and forth saying different pisukim. It's a sigula. The Gemara is giving us a certain charm that if you go through this ritual, it has the ability to turn the dream around from bad to good. Halakha says one should try to do this the following day, right after he has the dream, even if it's on Shabbat. It means it's permissible, says the Kaf HaChaim, to do this on Shabbat Kodesh. If you want to look in Siman Resh Chaf, the Kaf HaChaim brings exactly the proper text of exactly which Pesukim should be said. The rabbis tell us it's a mitzvah to be part of the group of Hatavat Halom. So you go in front of three people. It's a zechut to be one of those three people because you're alleviating pain from somebody. By going through this ritual over here, you're making the guy feel better, so therefore one should not shirk that opportunity to become one of the three. The Gemara says that if a person goes to sleep, betoch simcha, if he goes to sleep in a good mood, marim lo halom tov. Ve'im ro'eh halom tov, ra'uy lezochro ve'lekotbo. So he says a good dream, it's worthy, says the Kaf HaChaim, to remember the good dreams and to even write it. It seems that that adds to the benefit. Lastly, after that Tavat Halom, it would be proper to give something to Tzedakah, to give a little charity in order to totally negate the effects of the bad dream. Shabbat Shalom.